Hey, hello, and welcome back to Beating the System with Kevin Sue, episode 41. Today, I'm going to be talking about an extension of the greatest steal I've ever found and how I changed it to be twice the value of what I previously had it at. This is the Red Robin Birthday Burger. Although I do this birthday burger thing, the scheme, which you need to go listen to that episode if you haven't heard it yet, a lot. Today, November 4th, actually is my birthday, so I don't feel too bad about this deal. Now, as I used to do it, it was the Monster Burger, their most expensive burger, because you could only do just one burger. They said no entrees, so you can't get really expensive with, like, that Arctic cod, fish and chips, or whatever that crap is. And I would get all the cheese, I would upgrade to garlic fries, because that's an extra $1.50 in value, and if you actually want to hear what that order was, you got to go back and listen to that episode. But here, where that was like a $20 value, this is a $40 value. And I'll tell you exactly why. For the longest time, I always wanted to get the Impossible Burger there. The, like, plant-free, the vegan-friendly burger. Because it cost so much extra, it'd be really great value. But my main issue was, they wouldn't let me put bacon on it. I always have bacon with my burger. I would try to order on the app or on the website, and they don't let you add bacon to an Impossible Burger, which I think is really stupid. So I found my workaround. We'll go back to that Monster Burger, $15, Impossible Patty. Now, I really wanted to order as, because it's two patties, one Impossible Patty and one Beef Patty, you know, kind of like to equal it out. And then that's what I chose. So you start with the protein. That's the Impossible Patty that adds $3.50 to an already $15 burger. I get American cheddar for cheese. Now, instead of getting the garlic fries, I decided I really do want to make this a whole meal. A cup of soup, which right now they're offering as this episode is being released. This chili, which is $2.50 extra. You can customize it, but I don't do that because you don't get any extra value in doing that. And then my favorite part, the customization of the burger. Now, obviously, the first thing they're going to try to get you to do is remove stuff, like the pickles, the bun even, all this. I say, hell no, that's extra value that you're losing. You can substitute the bun with a lettuce wrap, which I don't do because that would be awful and it doesn't cost anything. The brioche bun, if I was paying for this, I might actually choose the brioche bun. But in this case, let's substitute for the gluten-free bun because it's $1.80 extra. So even if you're not gluten intolerant or whatever crap that is, you should get the gluten-free bun for that value. And now we go on to the best part, the additions. Get the cheese. I went with American cheese for this option. Add the avocado. I don't even like avocado. $1.50 extra. And then finally, add the bacon. $2 extra. Caramelized onions, I always do that. Because that's $1 extra. Crispy onion straws are really good. You could add a fried egg. You can go regular over hard. Doesn't matter. They're both the same price. Fried jalapeno coins. I don't even know what the hell that is. Add guacamole. And then you can add just regular guacamole. Regular jalapenos. Ketchup, mayo, mustard, pickles, and red onion are all free. So I guess if you are paying for this, you can add all that. House-made salsa is $1 extra. Although I think that's on the side. And then the sauteed mushrooms are really expensive. So then you say you're done with the toppings. Then you go on to the side sauce. There's many different options. A lot of them are actually free, but if you pick like the roasted garlic aioli or the smoked pepper ketchup, those are both $1 extra each. And then the they don't charge you extra for allergies. I don't think they're allowed to do that, so I don't even bother with that. Add to go silverware. And now, over this entire free burger, as they would have if you put it, $39.84. That's how much it would cost. And now I'm going to hit the checkout with tax. It's $42.23. And watch the... I guess you can't see it because this is an audio recording. I'm doing this on my computer. But I'm about to hit the apply my birthday reward because it's like a reward system here. And watch drop from $42 to zero. I don't even have to pay tax, of course I don't have to pay tax. I do sometimes, though, leave a tip. I think getting the Impossible Burger with the bacon, though, will get a few chuckles in the back of the kitchen or whatever. But that's how I do it, and that's even better value than my previous burgers. So if you watch that episode, just ignore it and watch this episode instead. Now you may be wondering, what's with my release schedule and why haven't I been as active recently? Well, first of all, I've gotten really busy and I don't really care about my listeners. This is just for me. And also, we've been running into a lot of legal issues with this podcast, but we're going to be back up and running. We're going to release episodes every week. Whenever I feel like it. And we're going to have some really good episodes. So just whenever you feel like it, just check and I might have a new episode out. Also, I'm going to start featuring music in this, so if you're not used to Spotify, screw you, because I'm not going to release to any other service except Spotify from now on. That is where my largest audience is, and this is about the money. Now, this isn't really a deal I can suggest to you, since the deal is already over, but it will come again next year, and I've been told that this is such a great deal, I just have to mention it in an episode. So, it is November 4th. A couple days ago, it was Halloween. And Chipotle does this great, great deal. It's the $5 burrito. I used to think you could only get a burrito, but you can actually get the burrito bowl, which is a much better value in my opinion. And it's $5. But no matter how much extra you add to it, it's still $5. So, you know, I get that smoked brisket, $10.70. Well, actually, I get half smoked, half steak. Steak is cheaper, but if you get half, they just make it whatever the most expensive thing is. It's more value that way, in my opinion, because I think I'll like the steak better. Double your protein, that adds like $5.30. White rice and brown rice doesn't really make a difference. The beans is all the same. But then the toppings. Get that queso blanco, that's $1.60. Hell, I add the guacamole. I don't even like guacamole. That's $2.50 extra. And then you can get all the other toppings, but those are free. And once you've done that, all you have to do now is add to your bag. Just give it a random name. I'm actually doing this as we speak, just to verify the value of this. It is a $20.25 bowl. It's a steak bowl that is now only $5. Well, $5.30 with tax. And this was such a great deal. I did this twice. Technically, one of us through my brother. And on Halloween, that's what I did instead of trick-or-treating. Alright, that was episode 40. What episode was this? Whatever episode this was, that was the end of it. And expect more in the future. This has been Beating the System with Kevin Sue.